Welcome to Canuck Central at Noon with Satyar Shah. No Alex Auld, the vacationing Aldi is away, but we get the better half of the play-by-play crew.
Brandon, you better Bassler. Hope Hershey's not listening.
No, no. See, whenever you're on, you're the better half. And whenever Hershey's on, he's the better half.
Okay.
I pander to whoever my co-host is on a given day.
Very good. That's a good long-term strategy in this industry, for sure.
Pandering is what we do great in the media, or I guess at least we try not to do too much of that. But Batch, is always nice to get you on here. And, of course, Aldi's going to be back, but not on the show, but on Thursday, tomorrow, during the scrimmage, you and Aldi will have the call, 6:30 puck drop, the summer showdown between these Canucks prospects. And, you know, and by the way, game broadcast on Sportsnet 650, as we mentioned. You can also simulcast and watch it on Facebook Live. Now we have a member of the Vancouver Canucks, prospect Cole Lynn, joining us. Cole, thanks for jumping up here to Legends Lounge, fresh off the ice. How you feeling, buddy?
Pretty tired, but it's halfway through the week now, so I'm excited for the rest of the week.
No kidding, right? And before I go through all that, have you been watching any of the World Cup? Have you had a chance? Or I guess the games have been going on during the on-ice sessions, but have you been following along?
I've been trying to as best as I could, but like you said, we're on the ice. We're all over the place during the mornings when most of the games are on. So, you know, whenever I'm eating a meal, I'm definitely checking it out. But I'm not too much of a soccer guy, though, either, to be honest with you.
What's this development camp been like for you, Cole, in the sense that it's your second time through this? You sort of know a little bit more what to expect. Are you more comfortable in your own skin this year than a year ago, do you think?
For sure. I think, comfortability is the number one thing. Last year I was very nervous coming in, and, you know, you're kind of scared to make any mistakes, where this year you're a little bit more comfortable, and, you know, you can try those little things that you might not have last year, and, you know, it helps for sure. You trying to be a leader at the same time, welcoming those new guys in as well.
Canucks prospect Cole Lind with us here on Sportsnet 650. Coming off a season last year, just shy of 40 goals with the Kelowna Rockets, you got a chance to play in Utica a little bit. What did you learn from your time with the Comets at the end of last season?
A ton of things. It's just starting off with, you know, how strong and tough those guys are up there. I think that was the number one thing, and including the speed of everything. You can try to prepare for it as best you can, but you can't really do anything until you actually get there. So, you know, for me this summer, it's a big stepping stone and, you know, getting stronger and getting quicker.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you trained pretty hard last year too, but because of everything going on and you're still in junior, this year you can really focus and really train like a professional. And from the advice you got last year and the training program you have this season, it seems like you have this really good plan for what to do this offseason, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm very focused this summer. There's a lot of things that I need to key down on to, you know, make the next step this coming year. And, you know, I'm trying to bear down as much as I can. And, you know, obviously I still got another 2 months. So I'm going to push myself as hard as I can and, you know, hopefully, you know, push for a position up here.
Well, a lot's been made about you maybe playing the wing, but recently the team has also said, well, you know, you never know, you might be playing center too. You yourself, would you prefer to be down the middle, or do you just want to get to the NHL level, which any way you can at some point here?
Yeah, I think no matter what, you just want to play in the NHL. I think that's all of our dreams. You know, I think that's one thing about me. I played a lot of wing back in Kelowna, but I'm a very versatile player. I can play, you know, wing or center or both wings, to be honest with you. So that's something that helps me definitely a lot too.
Some guys that you were here with last year and at the Young Stars Tournament as well, some new faces in terms of free agents brought in and some of the players they drafted this year. I know the forwards and defensemen haven't necessarily shared the ice a ton, but have you had a chance to pay attention to Quinn Hughes out there a little bit after he comes off being drafted in the first round?
Yeah, I actually have watched him a lot when we're on for practices with him. Actually, the first time I saw him was at the World Junior Summer Showcase last summer, and you know, I was watching him, and he was probably the best player out there in sense of D-man. Just such a smooth skater, and you know, I thought, you know, he had an excellent season, and obviously he's coming out to Vancouver and, you know, trying to make a difference here now.
It's pretty exciting, right? Because you have all these prospects over the past few years that have been drafted by the Canucks, and they have a lot of talent. It's you yourself, Jonah Gadjevich, Petrus Palmu, not to mention Olde Ylevi, Brock Besser. You have Bo Horvat, add Quinn Hughes to the mix. Do you start looking at the roster yourself and think about the possibilities of playing with all these talented youngsters in a few years?
Yeah, it's awesome. You try to stay away from it as much as you can and try to focus on yourself, but you can't help but be excited for, you know, the kind of talent that's coming out to this city. And, you know, there's a lot of young, good players that will you know, try to change the future here soon.
You talked about some of the areas of your game that you're looking to work on this summer and over the next couple of months before the season gets underway. What are some of your biggest focuses right now in terms of taking your game to that next level and making that jump?
I think for me, getting stronger is definitely the number one thing. Whether it's you know, upper body or lower body, I working your lower body, it can make you a lot more explosive, a lot better to you know, protect the puck, and you know, just keeping your upper body in best shape as you can to be able to, you know, move yourself in a lot of different ways to, you know, be a little bit more sneaky out there.
And before we let you go, I like to sort of get a sense of what you like to do away from the game. So when it comes to the music you listen to and the movies you watch, do you have a Netflix show you're on to right now?
Right now, I'm into Riverdale for sure.
Riverdale? All right.
Yeah, no, I've been into that for a long time. Prison Break has been another probably top one for me. I love Prison Break. And then... yeah, those are probably the top two right now.
And if you were in charge of the playlist, what music would you play?
Country.
Country? See, we had
good Saskatchewan boy.
Yeah,
there.
We had Jack Rathbone yesterday, and he was talking all about Drake, all about the rap and hip-hop. So, I mean, is there a bit of a clash sometimes between what music gets played?
I think so, but I think I kind of understand that before the game, you can't be listening to some Western country right before the game trying to get you fired up. So, definitely, you know, from Saskatchewan, country's a big thing out there. But, you know, when it comes to before the games and everything, I guess I can put up with a little bit of rap and hip-hop.
Attaboy. He is Colin, Canucks draft pick. Thanks for joining us here on Sportsnet 650, and enjoy the scrimmage tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Sportsnet 650.